USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The calls continue for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign amidst allegations of sexual harassment and groping. But he said again Friday he is not going to resign.
Look, it's very simple. I never harassed anyone. I never abused anyone. I never assaulted anyone. And I never would.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand on Friday called for Cuomo's resignation. They're the most powerful Democrats yet to call for the governor to leave office, saying in a joint statement that it's become clear Cuomo has lost the confidence of politicians and the public. A seventh woman has emerged with allegations of sexual misconduct against him. More than 55 New York Democrat legislators signed a letter Thursday calling for his resignation as well. Former reporter Jessica Bakeman, the latest to come forward, accused Cuomo of sexual harassment. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The city of Minneapolis is paying an unprecedented settlement to the family of George Floyd.
The Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved the $27 million settlement with the family of George Floyd, whose death in police custody last year sparked a summer of riots, unrest, and looting, and a racial reckoning over law enforcement's treatment of black suspects.
The financial compensation most directly impacts George Floyd and his family, the future of their family. But it is the policy reforms that affects all of us.
News of the settlement comes as jury selection continues in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The family's attorney Ben Crump speaking in that report. Stimulus payments arriving in bank accounts this weekend. The Treasury Department and IRS say they have already started processing the third round of stimulus payments. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
An Omaha police officer shot Friday afternoon while responding to a reported shoplifting inside Westroads Mall.
Some type of struggle ensued and some shots were fired. Don't know how many at this point, but we do know the officer was struck, taken to UNMC in critical condition.
Omaha Police Chief Todd Schmatterer. Police are using surveillance video from inside the store to try and track the suspect and vehicle that they fled in. A Florida police officer is being remembered for his heroic actions.
A Florida police officer made the ultimate sacrifice to save others this week. Tampa police report Master Patrol Officer Jesse Mattson purposely veered his patrol car into a wrong-way driver from Colorado Tuesday night along I-275 to protect everyone else on the highway. Colleague Detective Rachel Kolnick tells ABC Action News Jesse Mattson would always have your back.
He left his wife and kids to protect a complete stranger or strangers. That's just who he was. That's what he would do. And he would have done it for any of us as well.
The wrong-way driver was identified as 25-year-old Daniel Joshua Montague from Golden, Colorado. Police say Montague was driving more than 100 miles per hour. Both Mattson and Montague died at the scene. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Fry.
Several stock indexes ended at all-time highs Friday. The S&P 500 was up 4 points, extending its winning streak to a fourth straight day. The Dow added 293 points. The Nasdaq dropped 79. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.